Morning, everyone. It is 8:06. Let's have a chat to Crows superstar. And, of course, his name is Patrick Dangerfield. He's brought to you by Balfour's Bakery, available at your local deli or supermarket. Balfour's baking people happy since 1853. Patty, how are you, mate?
Morning, guys. Very good after the weekend.
Oh, mate, what a game.
Yeah, it was. It was... I'd be lying if I said I wasn't nervous in that last quarter when they piled the goals on. But an unbelievable result and one that we're absolutely stoked with.
Well, mate, we're going to talk about that game and the Crows' resurgent form, the fact that we're back in the eight in some length. But firstly, we just want to get the awkwardness out of the way from the get-go. Now, we know you don't like talking about this, but we've got to discuss it because obviously your manager, Paul Connors, was in town yesterday. You met with him. Was yesterday's discussion... Apparently you did. That's what about 326 journos are saying. Was yesterday the meeting where you made your decision, or are you still thinking things through?
No, it wasn't the meeting where I've made my decision. Obviously, the last couple of weeks has been... It's honestly been the last thing on my mind, and as all good managers do. Paul and Mel Oberhofer, who also works for Paul, and who I deal with quite closely, I've come over to see all their players, both Port Adelaide and Adelaide, to not only discuss contracts with a few. Tom Lynch is out of contract, but just check in and see how they are, see how they're holding up. So we went out for lunch for dinner last night, but in terms of meeting to discuss next season, that meeting hasn't happened.
Is there a timeline for you mentally on when? Because push will have to come to shove at some point pretty soon, won't it?
Yeah, it'll happen eventually. But to be honest, the last couple of weeks, my priority has been performing and making sure that our group is in the best possible shape to perform match day. And that's been the function of our leadership group and our goals over the last couple of weeks. So, to be honest, it really has been the absolute last thing on my mind. And given the position that we're in, we're quite precarious in terms of how we're sitting. We need to win every game. Mm. Such an important one on the weekend. So it's quite easy just to focus on footy because, one slip up and it can really cost us come end of the season.
We were discussing this yesterday, Pat, and you must get sick of all of the discussion around it, but sort of made the point as to whether do you feel a bit torn at the moment between your family in Victoria and what is also another family in a way, the club here and the closeness that you've got to the guys that you play with, which is a family of sorts, isn't it?
Yeah, I think that's been the situation all along. That hasn't changed, since the start of the season. It's one family versus another, almost, and that's what the Adelaide Footy Club has become over the last 8 years. So that hasn't changed. My feeling towards the club hasn't changed. I still love the place, but I just haven't made a decision because it just hasn't been of a huge importance for me recently, basically.
We mentioned before at the start of the year the advertiser's season launch function, Phil Walsh made the excellent point where he said, "I don't really care what."
Sorry, Siri is just. Maybe you should ask her.
That wasn't Paul Collins, was it?
That was a bit like Wooshy yesterday when Rowie and Bix were talking to him.
Was that Siri asking you if you've signed?
It's one way to get out of the. It's one way to get out of these damn questions.
Well, conversely, do you want to change the story now?
I was trying to make a vaguely profound point. No, I was going to say, Phil Walsh said at the start of the year, what you did, what you ended up doing at the end of this season was entirely up to you. All he wanted you to do was go out there and put yourself on the line every week. And got to say, mate, the last 2 weeks have just been extraordinary.
Well, that's what all players, jobs are to do, is to perform. So we prepare as best we possibly can, and that's certainly what I try and do each and every week. Because if we have a real even contribution from, all players, we win most games. So that's our role as players, to prepare ourselves as best as we possibly can to perform.
And before we get back to the actual footy, how draining is it, all of this discussion? I mean, do you find that when you're out, like if you're out doing your shopping at West Lakes Mall, or you go out for a toasted sandwich with a couple of the blokes, are people actually coming up to you in the streets and asking you or saying, don't go, don't go?
Look, it happens a bit, but I think they care. They love their football club. They love footy. We went out for dinner last night. Paul, Tommy Lynch, Josh Jenkins, and Rory Atkins. And I must say, the service was very good at Gauchos last night. They certainly looked after us. but hey, people care about their footy club, so I certainly understand that. And it doesn't bother me too much.
Now Patrick, come
it
forward.
Was good though.
Nice big steak, hey? Yeah. Paddy, unfortunately, we do have to talk about Sunday's game. One kick, 3 points. So, from your perspective, was it one of the best games that you've ever played in?
It was certainly a really emotional game. I mean, ideally, I would have loved it if we just had kept playing really good footy in that fourth quarter and not had to worry
in the
too
last
much.
Quarter.
But Port Adelaide being the great side that they are, they came back, and it was certainly nerve-wracking. And we actually had opportunities to score in that last quarter, and then we turned the ball over, and they literally went down and scored themselves. So, unfortunately, it was really close, but in terms of a spectacle, I've never heard a crowd so loud. I think there was 54,000 people there. We couldn't hear each other talk on the field, so I can only imagine how great it was to watch from the stands, and certainly glad I was a part of it.
Pat, does that affect you psychologically as a player? Because I know as a Crows fan there on Sunday, when Boak kicked that goal in the third quarter and turned around in the pocket and did the come on to the crowd, and then they started going, power, like it was, as you say, deafening.
It's incredible.
Do you feel rattled, though, as a player?
No, you don't feel rattled. I tell you what, you'd far prefer to be in that situation than be playing in front of 8,000 people.
Hmm.
We're so lucky that when we turn up to Adelaide Oval, Power or Adelaide, you know, there's 45,000, 50,000 people there. You know, not many teams get that every week, have that sort of supporter base. So we're very lucky. And especially the showdowns when obviously everyone turns up to come and watch. And obviously being such an emotional game, given Phil's connection with both sides,
yep.
It was an incredible game to be a part of. And I've played in a final or finals a few years ago where I think it was 75,000, 80,000 people. But it honestly doesn't compare the amphitheatre that Adelaide Oval is. It was incredible.
Hmm.
Last week, there was a lot of talk about that kind of nasty rivalry between the two teams, that's hopefully gone out the window. What's the feeling this week?
No, it hasn't gone out the window.
Now the showdown, no, it hasn't gone showdown out the window. 39's behind us.
No, look, I think there was, you know, still some really nice words said during the week, but once that ball's bounced, once the game starts, then we're playing to win and so are Port. So the niceties go out the window after that.
So, mate, 7 games to go. Home game again this week, although it's our home game, against Gold Coast. How's the rest of the season going to pan out? It's a bottleneck there in the middle of the eight, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. So it's a crucial game for us this week, but we can't fall into the trap of looking too far ahead. There's 7 games to go, but you know it only matters if we continue to win. You know, we have to earn the right to play in September. So for us, it's about the process, preparing each and every week as best we can to win games of footy. So a really crucial game for us this weekend against Gold Coast, who have played some good footy since Gaz got back, and obviously he's a huge barometer for them. So it promises to be a massive game for us.
We were talking to Rowie before about the current coaching structure, where you've got Woosher as the director of coaching and Campo as the senior coach, and excitingly, Woosher seemed to be suggesting that it's something that could continue somehow into next season. As one of the senior players, how has that adjustment to this new coaching structure been?
It's still an adjustment for us. Obviously, Campo's been there. He's been there for 5 years, but I suppose from a player's perspective, everything's still so fresh given the last couple of weeks, so we're still adjusting to how certain things are run. Everything's basically the same, but it's just different voices that you're hearing, so you know, different voices game day especially, you know, so we're adjusting with that. But you know, both Woosher and Campo have done an outstanding job so far.
Has playing footy helped you guys get through the loss of Phil Walsh?
Without doubt. Yeah, without doubt. You walk onto that field and for the next couple of hours, you just play footy. It's something that we all love doing. That's why we're involved in the AFL. So, you know, once you walk on that field, it's just like, righto, let's have some fun, let's win.
Mate, that game Sunday, as you were saying, it was funny, but a lot of hype about the fact that Liverpool were here this week. But
I tweeted about that game on Monday night because Channel 9 had released something. I think they had the scores, which was nil all, and I said it first 10 minutes, incredibly attacking, both teams really putting pressure on each other. And I said, it's nil all. But that was the wrong thing to say because there's some very passionate soccer supporters out there. So I do apologise. I was just being facetious.
Did you cop it? Did you cop
a lot of flack? Absolutely copped it.
They get a bit of a glass jaw sometimes, like the soccer fans.
Hey, don't. I'm not saying anything.
They're
fantastic.
But as a spectacle, it was a great advertisement for AFL, I thought, that game.
It was. And maybe. I tell you what it has been great for. And I think Rooch tweeted about it. It was 107,000 people roll through Adelaide over a couple of days.
Yeah, yeah, amazing. Yeah.
It was good, wasn't it?
Much better atmosphere than Cardinia Park, too, mate.
I think every stadium has great atmosphere, but we are certainly incredibly lucky with what we have here, given how new it is. But also just its vicinity to the city.
But the point you made about the power chant, that there's something about the audio in there, the sound effects, that it just really amplifies and brings everyone really close together. It's very almost an intimate feel when you're there.
It is, and it's quite incredible given that, you know, one quarter of the stadium is still open with the hill the way it is. But honestly, when the chants start, you feel like everyone is just on top of you, and it's a special feeling when that siren goes and, you know, all of a sudden that relief and the cheer, it's just incredible.
Well, Pat, you're the most talked about bloke in the AFL by a country mile at the moment, and we hope that the speculation isn't driving you around the twist, and we also hope that you can somehow manage it out of the studio because it looks like there's about a dozen reporters hanging around
outside.
Actually,
we're organising a helicopter from Bromwell to land on the rooftop.
Have you got any actually, mate, last time, a few weeks ago, when I think you were trying to avoid the inevitable questions about you-know-what, but you had a bit of a crack at Joe Hockey about his housing arrangement. What do you think of Bronny Bishop?
What a great way to finish this interview.
If I was wealthy enough to hire a pilot, I'd hire her. You know?
Well, mate, I tell you, not wanting to revisit that issue, but if ever you are stuck in traffic and can't get from Melbourne and Geelong, you know who to call.
I'll be calling the speaker.
That's right.
Hey, Paddy, before you go, you have a fillet steak at Gaucho's?
I did. I had a porterhouse.
Oh, the porterhouse. Beautiful.
Yeah, beautiful. Very nice.
At Gaucho's.
Medium rare at Gaucho's.
Good on you, mate.
This is some sort of product placement center.
I think so.
Good on you, Paddy.
Thanks
for joining us, mate. It is 8:19, Paddy Dangerfield, brought to you by Balfour's Bakery, available at your local deli or supermarket. Balfour's baking people happy since 1853.